Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bro? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Working for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
I want you to know that I love you. Show me who I love you when I say I love you. I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show me who I love you when I say.
love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90 day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. And boy, we have a show in store for you. I hope everybody can hear me out there clearly. Somebody, you know, I ask everybody, somebody send me a text or something and let me know how the sound system sounds to you. It's June 11th, 2021 at 8 o'clock. I want to thank all my listeners. I see the people on the phone lines. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast Show. And yes, we have a show. I hope everybody hear me out there. Somebody send me an inbox or a text. I hope I'm clear out there today. Anyway, we have a guest coming through about 8:30, something like that. And I don't know if everybody's familiar. Okay, somebody texted me and said I was good. Thank you very much. Thank you. We have a guest coming through at 8:30, a young lady gonna help me out. Look like a semi interview on a few topics we got. And I don't know if everybody heard the topics, but you know, once again, we are the relationship thing. That's kind of how my show has turned into, like, more like a relationship show, or cheaters or side chicks and relationships and faithfulness and infidelity, and some kind of way my show has turned into that. So you know what? We're going to run with that. I know some people might say, oh, you talking about cheaters again? Are you talking about sex again? Yes, I am. I am talking about it. You don't ask Maury Povich why he's still talking about Are You the Father? Because that show been going for 25 years, the same show every week. And I believe it's still on. So as long as it's a topic that's true and living, that's factual, something that we live in and dying for every day. As long as it's entertaining and interesting, I'm going to talk about it. And today, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about relationships and cheaters, and what can we do, and what can you do, and if it happened to you, or if you did it to somebody else. Maybe you might want to call up here and give a public apology to your woman. Maybe you might want to call up here and give a public apology to your man. I would love to have that on my show, but we have to find out where is the core, where is the problem at. I don't think it'll ever stop cheating. I guess it's just like prostitution, or it's just like drugs. Some things just won't never change. So I guess we could try to get to the core of the problem. We could talk about it till we blue in the face. We could discuss it, and all it's going to be is just good conversation. But you know what? Good conversation is good conversation. And if you get one little positive, some positive feedback out of what I say, or what a guest say, or anything like that, you know what I mean? It might help you out. And if I could help one person out there out of my listeners, just one, then that means I did my job. You know, I can sleep easy at night, because that's what it's all about. It's all about entertainment. I have grown to kind of love this radio show. I actually look forward to it, you know, because I'm one person that, first of all, I love to talk. And anybody know me, I got more stories than HBO, Showtime, from my life. I had a very colorful life. My life is almost like a movie. But today, we are talking about cheaters, and we want to find out, why are men so weak for pussy? Why? I mean, shit, flip that. Why are women so weak for dick? You know what I mean? Why do we have to use each other? Why do we have to cheat on each other? I once heard one time that if you can't be used, then you useless. I mean, does that make any sense? Or is that just a fairy tale? Or is that just a nursery rhyme? If you can't be used, then you useless. I mean, that sounds good, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's just something. Maybe it's just me being crazy with common sense. I don't know. You know what I mean? Once again, I'm starting off my new segment and my new show with letting my listeners know that if you're sensitive to profanity, if you're delicate to raw explicity, if your mind, if you can't broaden your horizon of your mind, this is not a show you need to listen to. Because on this show, it's called Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, and that's what I do. I give it to you raw and real. And every week, that's what I'm going to be doing, giving it to you raw, real, uncut, unfiltered, no holds barred on what I think. And knowledge is something gained from an actual experience. And I'm well over 50 years old, so I got a lot of experience. And I got a lot of knowledge. And I got a lot of wisdom. It's just up to the listeners is whether they get the understanding of what I'm talking about. You know, I once said before, like, my life is like a movie. It's like a snapshot. That's how I live my life. And I wonder, you know, can one woman be too much for one man? Can one man be too much for one woman? One woman. Is it such thing? Is that a real saying? I mean, think about it for a minute. you might be a woman out there who feel like you too much woman for one man. Or you might be a woman out there who feel like you too much woman for the man you got. So what you do about something like that? In a situation like that, what do you do? Do you stay home and be humble? Do you live your life in a shell with hidden hostility and inside grief, hoping that your manners and your faithfulness take you far? I don't know. Do you turn to God? Do you run to church? I doubt that will happen. Me personally. You know what I mean? I really doubt that. A lot of people like to talk about, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to go to church, man. Don't you know that church is people? Church is not a building. Church is the people. And so many people worried about love, 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 love. People dying out here. How many people heard about the coronavirus shot? One minute the shot is good for you. One minute the shot is not good for you. One minute you got coronavirus, you get the shot, and you got coronavirus again. And now they saying it's damaging people's hearts. I mean, I don't know. I haven't taken the shot yet. And I'm not telling anybody to take it. And I'm not telling anybody not to take it. It's up to you and what the fuck you want to do. And that's all I know. Back to the cheating thing. Two people in a relationship, bonded by, I guess, love, bonded by affection, conversation, or whatever your relationship is bonded by. You know, that's you. But it's one thing I know for sure, and two things I know for certain. That most of my life, and I'm talking about me, Randy J. Sean Jackson, the only people that ever hurt me was the people that were supposed to love me. And I mean, I don't know if there's other people out there who feel like that, and maybe it is. Because that's what I know. The people who were supposed to love you, that's the people that's been hurting me my whole life. So how do you love? Like, how do you care? You know what I mean? So from now on, I live like this. Engagement ring, a wedding ring, just means suffering. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm just a person. I'm just one person talking, trying to make sense of it all. You know, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I say the right things. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes people agree with me. Sometimes they don't. But it's one thing I know. I got a lot of common sense. And I got a lot of crazy. But I got a lot of common sense, too. I'm hoping today that people call in, people who have experienced, who maybe cheated on somebody, or somebody who have been cheated on, somebody had their heart broken, or somebody that broke somebody's heart. I'm hoping that, you know, call in and, you know, tell me about it. You know, I put on my Facebook page, anybody who calls in and give me experience of them being hurt or hurting somebody or giving some advice on cheating, you get a free autographed copy of any one of my 7 books you want. Because everybody know I'm an author. I got 7 books. I got 7 books. I got 7 movies. And now I got a radio show, a podcast. But I just need somebody to help me out. People know the topics. Choose one. Can you still love somebody after cheating? Why do people cheat on people they love? Do cheaters cheat again? Will a cheater ever admit it? Should you tell the truth if you cheat? And should you forgive somebody? Should you forgive a cheater? I don't know. But we're gonna try to get to the bottom of this tonight. You know, like I said, I got a guest coming on in about 10 minutes. So we're gonna try to get to the bottom of this, a young lady. I got some male callers supposed to call in. And we're gonna try to make this interesting tonight. We're gonna try to make this show. We're gonna try to have some fun. I was getting ready to say, I almost said I got jet lag, but I don't fly, so I can't have jet lag. But I'm just getting back in town. I think yesterday, I was out of town, so I could guess I'm semi jet lag. But even though I didn't fly in a plane, it felt like I was in a plane, but I wasn't in a plane. But it felt like it. We got about 9 minutes to my guests come on the scene. So I think I'm gonna just keep talking and give some experiences on things I know and things I do. I know that two people get together and they get together for a reason. You meet somebody, you know, you like them, they're attractive. You attracted to them, they're attracted to you. The outer appearance could be sexual. Don't matter. That's your business. And then somewhere along the line, something goes wrong. And you feel like it's time that you got to step out on the person. And nobody never deals with the circumstances. Nobody never deals with the post cheating. You never worry about the people you're gonna hurt. You never think about that you might be killing somebody, literally. Because everybody you have sex with, your mate is having sex with them too. Whether you know that or not. And that's a fact. And that's things that we need to take into consideration in day-to-day life with couples and marriage and things like that. We need to take other things into consideration. But a lot of people, we don't do that for one reason or not. I don't know. What I say and I say what I mean. And a lot of people think I'm mean, but I'm not mean. But I mean business. Cheating is not about happiness, which some people might think. We got to start keeping positive attitudes and high altitudes. We got to stop thinking about revenge for all the religious people out there. They know Jesus wasn't like that. We made Jesus' birthday more popular than Jesus. I was thinking about that the other day too. So what I think we're gonna do, if anybody out there, it's a lot of phone numbers up here that I see. So I guess everybody just listening. And that's okay. That's cool, too. But I want somebody to call up here and just press 1. If you're out there and you're on the phone line and you feel like discussing or giving your opinion on the topic, one of the topics that we're talking about, give your opinion. If you've ever been cheated on, maybe you want to talk about that. If you ever cheated on somebody, maybe you want to talk about that. Whatever you want to do, we're here for you. Or if you just want to sit back and listen, then we can do that too. And I'm just going to keep talking and talking and talking. Because I could talk about myself. I could talk about my life. I could talk about what I have done. I could talk about what have been done to me within reason, without causing pain or problems or disdain the other person. But I just don't want to sit up here and spill my guts out about my life story and how I've been cheated on, or people I might have cheated on, or stuff like that. I want to hear from people out there. Now, I know there's somebody out there that's been cheated on. There's somebody out there that done cheated on somebody. If you want a link, that's cool too. But if you want to get on, if you want to come on live, you got to call the phone number, 563-999-3718. If you out there and you clicked on the link. It's 8:25. We got a guest coming on in a minute. And I think what I'm going to do right now is go behind the scenes and see if my guest is ready yet. So I'm going to have to play a song for everybody. All right, everybody, stay tuned. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We got a good show planned for you. Get your popcorn, get your beer, your water, whatever you do. And we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. No infections, no yeast.
In my bag till I pass out. Wake up, do this shit again. Do it big, then I get little. No time for no fake friends. Stick with me, fuck a 360. I was taught to cut the middle men. Not a click out in DR. All the mommies yelling Theodore. More dame than a Leor. All she really wanted Dior. Gray sweats in my Theodores. The ghetto Maida and me and more. I've been working. All she talk about is Birkin. Then the date she burping. All I'm thinking about is verses. I wrote this shit with a blindfold. All bullshit aside though. That's why they snuck out the side though. Look in my eyes low. I can see you with my eyes closed. Needing no dough, I'm in grind mode. I'm trying to ball no lines though. Don't make me get blood in my poncho. Black mask and the Mac in the middle in the duffel bag. Bitch, I'm John Doe. I'm trying to cop me a condo. Ice in the face where the time go. If he flying, I ain't lying. All this gelato falling out the fronto. Far as flowers, give me mine. While a nigga still alive though. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money. Street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Woke up early, I'm blessed, baby. Bell palsy, that's stress, baby. Bounce back, I'm a vet, baby. Kept it 100, nothing less, baby. 380, my favorite, baby. That Mac 10 with that accent. Hit your son, it'll leave you, baby. RP, you should leave your baby. Tag the wrong one to beef with. Ever since they went vegan, baby. I'm just getting to the chicken. Milk the game, teasing lately. Oh, your man fucked your best friend. Suck my dick and get even, baby. Use the mouth like you bleeding, baby. Team Patty, no secret lady, but if I bought it, you can keep it, baby. All day blowing la-la, my weed, the truth, best believe it, baby. Rapper slash actor, that's a side chick and a leading lady. Side chick want my dick, while my bitch want a new Mercedes. Yo, Rick's not my Rick, I'm a genius when I want a whip on my jizzer shit. Yo, bitch is my bitch, that side bitch on my scissor shit. 1-2 when it don't stop till her skirt dropping my niggas hit. 1-2 when it don't stop till my top dropping my niggas rip.
Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal.
All right, Beth. Yeah, walk with you.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, 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 we back. I'm trying to get the guests settled, situated on the air and everybody. Just give me 1 second while I'm backstage with the guests. 1 second, everybody, 1 second, please.
This song's for the people. This song's for the world.
Revelations. Something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark life, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason, why they want us not breathing. Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
So he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like incision.
It hurts.
Pray it from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh.
Then most of us could listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless.
Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Don't cry. Set.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation.
Yeah.
They just wanna watch me fall. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Yeah, what's with with all the hate.
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test. I came out the
Jackson
next. Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings. Abandoning
villains.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink. It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. High. Take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stay strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. And all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
We back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And we have my guest is here.
Yes.
Are you on the line?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
What's up? What's happening? What's up? What's going on? Took a couple
just
of minutes
taking
to
it
got
easy.
It together.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. First, let me thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Of people scared to come on my show. They, you know, I put them on the hot seat, you know, but I won't be too hard on you, okay?
Yeah, I hope you be easy, please.
Yeah.
I'm going to come fight
well, you know,
this weekend.
Today, yeah. Tonight, you know, we talking about relationships and, you know, and people being unfaithful and stuff like that. But first, let me find out. Let the people find out a little bit about you. What's your nationality?
Well, you know, I was born in Brooklyn, so my background, my family, they are Puerto Rican and Italian. But we was raised Puerto Rican.
Oh.
But you know, Puerto Rico is a melting pot, so we got a little everything. You know, I heard the funniest thing the other day. They told me they were like, wait. How are Roman and Israelite getting along? I'm like, you must be fighting yourself every day. I'm like, what? And then I just found out back then there was even Jews that were slaves as well, you know, that were put on Puerto Rico's land as well. So, you know, we got a little everything in Puerto Rico. We got everything. We got the whites. We got the all kind of Hispanic, black. We got Jewish. You know, Puerto Rico is everything. You know, it's like New York, another melting pot. Basically.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I think I have heard that before,
yeah.
But I wasn't sure about that, about the Jews being the Jews being over there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
it's
knowledge.
They sure was. They were, you know, I was like, yeah, back in the 1500s, that's when it all happened, like in the 15th century, you know. So, when Columbus, you know, when that dude, Christopher Columbus, he just had a little bit, he had all countries. So that was just, that's the reason why all our people are unique in their own way. And we all look, you know, we all look exotic. That goes for any part of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel we all mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We are. That's true. A lot of people were slaves. You know, it wasn't just African Americans. You know, and a lot of people was took advantage of. Not just Jews and the Holocaust. It was a lot of people. But
everybody.
Anyway,
Hispanics were slaves too. But back to the subject. How old are you? 39.
How many children do you have? One child?
I have
how old is one child. You got how old?
Well, I have a 7-year-old.
Okay.
You know, grown man, really.
7 going on 29. Right.
For real.
So look, are
like,
you
mommy, I'm gonna tuck
married?
You in. Take a nap. No, I'm single.
Are you married?
I'm currently
are you
single.
Married?
No,
single.
Not married.
You haven't been married?
Came close. That's for another subject on your show. Came close.
Okay. All right. Now I'm just saying you more than qualified. You know what I mean? You more than qualified to deal with the topics that's here. I just want to give the people a little bit of outlook on you. So, you know, we talking about cheating. So, I'm not going to ask you right offhand about you cheating on people, but have you ever been cheated on?
Yes, I have. And also found concrete evidence. Now we're going with the woman intuition, which that never lies, but I actually had concrete evidence. You know what I'm saying? So
when you say concrete evidence, what do you mean by that?
Like proof of the cheating. The proof of the scandal, him being a con artist and a scandalous person. Like he's a straight schemer, you know? So
I
try to break it down.
Did you find out from a text?
Someone on the low behind my back, right? So I broke into it. You know, girls is like really the FBIs of America. Females, don't sleep on us because I broke right into that. And let me tell you something, I got up in there and that's how I found out all the truth. And then also he tried to delete stuff but forgot to empty his trash on his phone. So this is for people out there. You want to be a cheater? You trying to do it right? How the hell you deleting everything but forget to empty out your trash? You know what I'm saying? So he – that – media and his own personal phone, you know.
So you're saying when you delete a message, you not only got to delete it, you got to empty out the trash bin too.
The pictures, yeah. So he had screenshots and he was labeling the females like my baby boo, like my baby girl, like all this with these different females. But when he comes see me, he has my picture on his phone. But when he's not with me,
he got caught. He had another picture on his phone. When he wasn't with you, he had another picture of another woman. So you was in a full blown monogamous relationship with this guy, like it was just you and him. I thought,
but little did I know, nobody gave me the memo that we could see other people. And I thought we was in a committed relationship. And this man was talking about marrying me. He wanted kids. He wanted, you know, selling me a dream, you know, trying to make it sound like a fortune, like it's going to be great being with him and he's my soulmate. I mean, all types of stuff, you know, believing. But he did all of that because he had a hidden agenda, you know.
Oh wow, that's all right. So,
put an agenda.
Right, like, walk me through this. Like, what I mean by that is like, before the cheating, how was the relationship? Before you found out,
it was getting shaky and rocky. Then I noticed what kind of man throws himself out in the like in the winter. You got to go somewhere. You're not staying in goddamn streets in the winter playing, you know, with snow. You know, so you got somewhere to go. So when I noticed he started picking fights and random fights, like it could be about whatever, you know, like Martin said this in one of his comedy shows, just complain about the microwave. Just, oh, the microwave making too much, you know, and then just break out the house and just leave for 2-3 days. Like, the dude used to come up with all kind of scheming kind of arguments, petty stuff, just to find a reason to leave. But then he kept coming back to me. And I'm like, why you don't just stay busy? You don't got it locked down yet with her? And then when I would talk real like that to him, he couldn't never, like, confront me with the truth and tell me, yeah, that is what it is, because he needed a place to stay. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
in the meantime, while he's trying to build with her, and that was the hidden agenda. He was trying to woo me, gas me up, try to, you know, manipulate me. And I did so much for this person that, like, yesterday I literally calculated with one of my friends how much money I invested in this relationship for him. You know what I'm saying? And it's at $10,000. So he...
Damn.
To my face, and I'm like, no, $10,000. He owes me $10,000. So not only he was using me for a place to stay, but he was also benefiting from me with my money. And that's like $10,000 for some people. Hey, you know, that's nothing. But that was less than a year. You know what I'm saying? And most guys can't even give you $5 lunch. You know what I'm saying? So for a female to pick up money and be able to, you know, like, I feel like in a relationship you're supposed to spoil each other, but I was just doing all the spoiling. He was just selling me dreams. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, but it never happened. So after a while, I'm like, you're procrastinating. Like, you're stalling. You're not doing nothing that you ever said. And long and behold, it's 'cause he, you know, so he was a hot mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else you want to know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for people could be worn out here so they don't get hit with the okey-doke. I mean, I wish I could, like, make a book. I want to write a book about this one day. But, you know, this is a real con artist. Like, he a professional at it. There's people out here that would cheat on you just for, you know, and only using you for a place to live and could get whatever they could get out of you. It don't matter. You know, they're going to try to get it out of you. There's people out here that's not loyal.
I just told somebody that I was just talking about that with somebody the other day. I was telling somebody, everybody know, like, I used to be a pimp. So I used to tell the females around me, like, you know, when they went to work at the go-go bars, I used to tell them, don't think that that all them guys in the go-go bar, don't think that them tricks and them Johns is stupid. You know what I mean? Like, they con artists. Like, you know, they dealing with women every day. You know what I mean? So anybody mm-hmm. that do anything, like, practice make perfect. So anybody that mm-hmm. do anything over and over, you get good. So you get good at tricking. You get good at prostituting. You get good, and also you get good at cheating. That's what I mean. You get good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was very slimy, but one thing I do respect about you was you wrote a book about it. You was open about it. You wasn't hiding. There were no secrets.
Nah.
You were very transparent. You kept it real. You know what I'm saying? Any female that came across your path, it wasn't no secret. It wasn't like she had to find out who the hell you was. You already knew. Like, she knew who you was. Like, you knew who you was. She knew who you was. But some people can't play that game very well. They don't know how to finesse it. They got to sit here, lie, cheat. I'm not saying that if he would have came out honest with me, like, look, shorty, I'm a pimp and you're going to give me all your bread. I would have been like, hell to the no. You know what I'm saying? But he had to sit there. Other people find other ways. Females do it too. They woo you in with this fake love. I love you. Let's get married and sell you a picket fence and horse with dog and everything, fake-ass dreams. But they really just using you. So when I started, I started reading between the lines way before, you know, I was already getting red flags. I was catching him a little here and there, but nothing was concrete. But eventually, I started to focus in and really, like, pay attention what's really going on in my relationship because, like, for shit that's supposed to be smooth, why are you making it so hard and you're making it difficult because this is not where you want to be? So this is why you're creating chaos, unnecessary drama, unnecessary problems when things on your end is looking good because you got a female that's riding or dying for you. So why you have so much problems with a female that ride or die for you? So that means it's because your intentions was never love. Your intentions was, well, you know, you wanted a handout, and I call him a panhandler, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't be real about your shit, and like, at least you real. You know what I'm saying? So females can never pull you out your name or say anything otherwise. But when someone else is like selling you lies and you made me believe his mom was this and that, even kicking his, you know, kicking your own mother down, bro, like just to get a come up out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because that was part of your agenda. Like he was just straight panhandling back to back. And then I started, you know, and then I started, you know, I got too many homies. Like, you put me on to games, you know, Dre. I know a lot, you know, guys, and they put me on to a lot of games. But we suck up with this love. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's real love out here, but it's not, that's not, it don't come every day for everybody, not all the time. Look, these are the red flags, this, that, and I always, you know, I'm like a little sis. I pay attention. You know what I'm saying? I take notes. And then when things start to flag up, I'm like, wait a minute. This is exactly the shit they talking about. You know?
Right,
and then
right.
That's how I started to put everything together. Tell you the truth. Like, I started putting everything bits and pieces, and it ended up being one big surprise.
So, did it take you a long time to get rid of him? You know, because if you in love with somebody, it's hard to just, you know, close
break
the chapter
away
on them. You know what I mean? So, did it take you a long time?
At first, I was trying to work it out to the point, like, I'm like, well, you just need therapy or something. Because I thought he had an anger issue. But then the anger issue, like, you getting mad on everything and want to disappear, it wasn't the anger. It's because you was being scandalous. You were doing scandalous things. You created fake problems just so you could do you. You understand? So once I was able to detect that, now I'm like, it's no therapy could help you because you're just cheating. That's the main problem. You start fights. This is what I say about him. He provokes stalls and her fight to provoke a fight to stall in between time until he's trying to settle whatever he needs to settle with the other one and lock it down. But the other one can be on that good, and he don't got it, and he getting tired and impatient, so he keep coming back to me because I'm a guaranteed thing, you know? So he kept coming back to me because I guess I was the only one available. I was the only one really, like, being real to him. And then to this day, it took me a while to give it to him. You know why? Because he kept stalking me and harassing me. He wanted to keep doing him and keep coming back to me when I already found out. And I was like, no, it's over. But he didn't want to leave me alone. It took me to move away in order to get that man out my hair. I had to move away. And then now he like, come on, let me come by. Let me stay with you. I'm like, call all your hoes. You know, you wanted to buy hookers? Go call your hookers to save you. Call your hoes to save you. I'm not saving you no more. I did too much for you. I was a good woman. Like, I'm not doing nothing else for you. Just leave me alone and have a good life. I wish you well. Like, but if you keep doing wrong in life, nothing good's going to come to you. Like, not from me, but I'm just saying karma generally.
Do you believe in the old saying that all men cheat and all men is dogs? Do you believe in that? Do you believe that theory?
No. I don't, because there's been men that I know that are married and they could sit there and have like a million homegirls, let's say, like, and big girls know about it, let's say. But he might have a million, but she might have a billion. So she don't say much about his little 2-3 friends, you know, and they don't even do anything. Some stuff. I don't really think not all men want to cheat. Not every man want to be out there and always need and seek another woman's sexual, you know, attention. Some men are very satisfied with the one they with. Some men are like that. I don't think not all men are cheaters. Just some are.
So, okay. Like you said, your man was cheating on you, right? So do you think that, it's hard to figure because I believe it's not your problem. It's not you, it's him. But do you think
it wasn't,
something that you could have been
doing?
Do you think it was something you could have been doing more, like more in a sexual way, or more in a financial way or
and it,
you know what I mean?
Was,
is it something he was asking for that you wasn't,
matter
that you wasn't giving?
No, the thing was with him, what applied pressure to him is because I wanted him to man up and do his part. So that's what made him cheat, because he's trying to find a girl to support him where he don't have to do nothing. So it's like a woman's going to get tired of supporting you. She wants you to, you know, do your part, 50-50. You know what I'm saying? But he's trying to find one that could just do the whole 100 and not bother him for his 50. That's when he really started stirring up the pot, is because I wanted more from him, because I'm doing 100, you're not doing nothing. That's not fair to me. You know, and then that's why he started cheating, because he was trying to find a replacement sugar mama that he don't have to do nothing for. So it didn't matter. Sex was crazy. Like he, he can never complain about my sex or nothing. He was addicted to my sex. I was the one telling him no. I didn't want no more sex out of him, because once I start figuring out you doing whatever, I can't trust you. This coronavirus, this AIDS. There's STDs, and once I know you start sprinkling your thing, oh, you can't get none of this no more. That's it. The shop is closed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex, but I'm like, I got to respect myself, though. Like, I just can't have you laying up with me and taking a gamble, and then what about if I catch something I can never get rid of? I got a child to raise, you know? I don't got time to be dying, you know? I don't, no. You're trying to murder me, but no. Mm-mm.
Basic. So are you talking about the last relationship you was in, or a previous one? Now, which one are you talking about?
Last one. The last one. The last one I was with. Yeah, we was on and off
how
for
many,
2 years because of
how
all
many
his
years,
scandals.
How many years was you in that relationship?
It was on and off for 2 years. 2 years.
On and off.
I try to do everything. I knew he was like talking to other chicks, but then once he was like around me, like it kind of like deaded. But because I got tired of supporting him for like a good 9 months, him in the same type story, like I got fed up, and I'm like, look, you can't keep having the same story for a lifetime, you know? So, like, no woman is going to keep putting up with it. And I'm not about to sit here, fuck you crazy, excuse my language, but we keeping it real on you. But I'm not about to sit here, be a porn star for you and spend all this hell of money. Because I could find me a guy that could meet me halfway, and not to say that I won't fuck him crazy, but if I'm gonna fuck somebody crazy, it better be for a nigga that worth it. You understand? That I feel like it's my flesh, my soulmate. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody just texted me and said, that's how it was with their baby father. What you saying? So they must have went through the same thing you went through.
Yeah, somebody I'm not about to do all this extra. I'm cooking. You see my Facebook. I cook hella great food. I cook good, make money. I'm a single. You know, I was single for 7 years, so I was celibate. So this vajayjay was super tight, tighter than some sneakers that you bought two sizes down, tighter than that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, everything, like my own place, my own car, one child, not washed up. You know, I'm not saying I'm the prettiest, but I'm, you know, educated. I'm well-rounded. I'm a down-to-earth person. Like, you had the all-in-one with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm building towards the future. You just want to stay stagnant. You know what I'm saying? I can't go nowhere with no men that don't have no direction. You can't even be a man because you're relying on me like I'm mommy and you're my son. But this is not a relationship. You know, I could claim you on my taxes then. You know what I'm saying? You want my independence. You know what I mean? Like, where are you as a man? Define yourself. What's your definition as a man with you, within yourself? What's your self-respect? You know, and he was lacking all of that. You know, I'm not about to sit here and do all of this to keep a man that don't even keep me happy at all. Doesn't try, don't make no effort. And then when he do it, half-assed. Complain about cleaning, he cleans with the lights off. Who sweeps the floor with the lights off? And then get mad when you sit there, the shit is still dirty. Like, genius, turn on the light. You know? And no shame in my game. I live in, good, turn on the light. We're not paying for, I don't pay for this, so turn on the light. There's no need to be sweeping with the lights off. Like, we don't, like, I got a mad hella light bulb. You think I'm trying to have a Rockefeller Center in my house? You understand? So what's wrong with you? Like, you can't even do the basics, bro. That's sad. So, you know, so once a woman complaining because she knows her worth and she knows what she's bringing to the table, I'd rather eat alone like I was doing for 7 years by myself with my baby boy. We was doing great before him, and I'm doing better without him. You know what I'm saying? Upgraded a lot of things in my life since he's been gone. You know, and I was working on those things behind his back. Once I saw him being schemy, being deceitful, backstabbing, me, doing all kind of foul things to me. So once I saw him moving like that, guess what your homegirl was doing? Checking out apartments, situating things, working on this, working on that. You know, building a whole plan. Homeboy, like, when it happened, he couldn't believe it. You're like, wow. Like, yeah, well, you thought this vibe was going to last forever? Nah. Listen, you don't want to get out, I put you out one way or another. I disappear. Houdini. Now, what you going to do now? You understand? You can't do nothing now. Now you got to face the music. Smell, you know, look at the mirror and face your own image, man. You got to deal with yourself. You, in the end of the day... You know what I'm saying? Put him, you know, he need to find his way. He's dating, you in your 30s, bro. What are you going to do? Keep jumping from crib to crib until you're 90? Come on. You got to get your shit situated for yourself. I don't care if you go and get a punk-ass room. Who cares? At least and no one can kick you out. It's your room.
So
studio is yours.
So are you looking for another man now, another relationship?
Say the truth, man. I'm building a relationship with myself. I'm building myself up. I'm falling in love with myself again. I'm being back to me again because I was depressed, miserable with that person. So now I'm Bella is getting back to Bella. Like, I'm working on me, working on my place, working on, you know, towards my career, my YouTube channel. You know, it's called Bella, you know, Bella's Essence of Life. It's called Bella Essence of Life. It's on YouTube. You know, I'm a new YouTuber, so I'm working. I got about 80 videos. Only been doing it for a couple of months. But, you know, I'm working on that. Those are things I'm trying to do, you know? Eventually, you know, I'm building myself up, you know?
I seen your video. Yep, I've seen it. I'm going to let you plug that in, too. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. You sound like a woman who know her worth. You sound like a woman who, you know, you've been through it, and you made it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like God say, whatever don't kill you only make you stronger. I listen to the way you talk, and I listen. You sound very goal-orientated. You sound... independent, and I mean, you sound like you know what you need and what you want. But the question is, so if you get another man, is it anything? If you get another man in your life, is it anything you would do different to kind of assure that he wouldn't cheat on you, or do you think it's nothing you could do? It's like a flip of the coin.
But I can't say I want to just go with the flow. Because usually you're supposed to. I don't want to apply pressure and put a gun to somebody's head. Like, you better tell me today, motherfucker. They ain't about to do none of that. But I will go with the flow. But the thing is, though, I got to see what he has to offer. If he don't have shit to offer, and I start seeing how he's treating me from day one, and like, I just look out. Like, I've been cheated on way back with my first. I caught, you know how I caught him cheating? Through my mailbox. How? Because the idiot hit the love letters in our mailbox, and one day my schedule changed that day, and I go check the mail, and lo and behold, I found all the love letters and found out, like, you know, he was cheating like that. So, you know, I can say all the guys I've been with cheated on me, like, to this day, only know about two. The last one and my first years back, that's when I was like a teenager, you know what I'm saying? And I've been used to look for the clues when someone was being scandalous, not being sincere, you know, like he's not being like a decent dude. Like I already knew the signs, but this individual, I never been calm. You understand? So he used the power of love to possess me like a possession with my money, my home, my car. Even though I never lend it to you, I never lend him my car. Because I'm like, what do you think? You giving me a lot of red flags. You think I'm going to lend you my car so you can pick up bitches in my whip? Oh, no, nigga, you got me all this fucked up. I'm not that stupid now. You know what I'm saying? So he was mad because I wasn't that stupid and I was ready pulling the brakes and I started cutting the money off. You know, and once right. I started cutting the money off, that's when he started getting more like, oh, you cheap. How I'm cheap? I spent $10,000 in this relationship. What did you put in? I did all $10,000 for you. Right now, you got your freedom because of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Twice. You know what I'm saying? So you never repay me. All that money, you say you're going to pay me back. I never got a dime back. You can't call me cheap. What the fuck did you do? Did you pay any bills? No. Did you do anything? No. Did you ever pay one of my notes? No. Did you do anything? Not a damn thing. So you can never call me cheap. You just mad because I don't want to let you drink my wine, my cigarettes when I do smoke them or smoke a little lie. You know what I'm saying? Or just the fact when I want to go wild, I'm buying shit. Now I'm buying shit just for me and my son. You a dub because I'm not your mother no more. Like I was mothering you because you act like You know, until I found out the real truth, what he was really up to and doing, like, he had me fooled for a minute. And as all moms used to try to warn me, but I used to be like, what kind of mother would talk like that about her child? You know what I'm saying? But the lady was literally right. warning me. You know what I'm saying? But he had me believing the whole time that he wasn't even on SSI. When he been knew he was on SSI, and Social Security kind of blew it up. And he's like, oh, you the one that you've been having issues with for 2 years? I'm like, no. So that's way before me. But when he met me, he just act like he just found out. So he was just being a schemer the whole time. The whole time, lying, deceitful, just everything, betrayal, backstabbing. Even I even found out people that told me he says he's just using me. Just like that, off the rip, that kept it 100 with me because his friends was like, yo, you do too much for him. Yo, I never had a girl that did half the shit that you did for him, for me, and I'm only telling you because you a good woman, and I see that in your eyes and everything you do for him, and you got a son. You deserve way better than that. He says he's using you, this, that, and the third, and I'm like, I know it, but it's all right because God put me in his life so he could survive through this COVID. But, you know, eventually he's going to get cut off, and I cut him off just in time because now everything's up and running. He could get a job. I help him get his social. I help him get his birth certificate. I help him get out early parole. I help this man do a lot in life, get away from a lot of bad things, and now he's being dumb and getting back into the wrong crowd, doing the same dumb, stupid shit, and even to the point when he wanted to do videos and stuff like that, I bring him along, and guess what? You gave him a shot. So not even like, you know, I'm trying to help your dreams come true, bro. Like, at least try to get you in and give you a little experience, something that you talk about that you want to do, and even with that, because you know that, because he was there. We got him in one of the clips, in one of your joints. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, my man. It's like, this girl did a lot for you, and you shitting on her? But that's all right, because there's a guy. But there's a guy, but karma is a motherfucker. And I don't wish him bad, but I'm just like, yo, you in life, what you do, you will pay before you die, bro. For real. That's how I feel. Like, I don't wish him bad. I wish him good. I tell him, you better repent. Because there is a real God out here, and what you did to me was all the way fucked up. You don't do that to a
karma,
person.
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma. Take this. Hold on. Yo.
For real.
You seem like you. You seem like you could go. You seem like you could go. You definitely a woman.
It's
so
fresh.
Wrong.
This is
I'm,
just
I'm
a
serious.
Yeah.
You've been wrong, movie.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to sound like an angry woman, but I've been scorned. I'm not an angry woman that's scorned
yeah.
at being bitter, but I'm definitely
no,
a scorned.
No,
you know, like I was a victim to something, and it's new because it's been a whole month that I haven't seen him. I've been keeping him away from me and everything like that. So I'm on my road to recovery, you know what I'm saying, and healing and self-love. Self-building, self-recognizing, and getting closer and closer, more into God. You know, like, not to say that I steered away from God, but, like, now I have more time so I can zoom in and focus more and get more in tune with my spiritual side. not to say I'm religious, but I am spiritual. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just a woman that's been through it, you know?
Yeah, but are you sure, you know what I'm saying, with all the, you know, with everything you've been through and all, are you sure that you will be able to go into a another relationship, you know, with an open mind? Because it seemed like, you know, like, I don't know what the listeners think, but you got a lot of, I'm trying to think of the right word to say.
It's a trauma.
You got a lot of
and it's trauma. Yeah, but that's why I was single for 7 years.
You know what
I'm saying? Before I got involved with him. So
it's all good, though.
It made me stronger. You know?
You know what? It's a lot of women out there that feel the same way you feel. They might be too afraid to talk about it, like, on air. But, you know, I respect you for that. But trust me, they talking about it to their girlfriends. They talking about it to their family. They talking about it to their friends. The same way you talking to me and my listeners,
mm-hmm.
that's what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I be talking about. Like, a person that cheats. They don't really know the magnitude of the situation, they don't know
the mess they leave behind. They don't know.
It's like somebody when they go to jail. Like, you don't just go to jail. It's like your whole family is in jail with you because they love you. Or like a shooter, when you kill somebody, you go to prison,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know. You're not the only one that's in pain. The person, family that you kill in pain, your loved ones in pain because you were in prison. So that's the same way I feel about when, like you said, like when somebody cheat and hurt somebody. You know, you're not only taking that out. You know, you're not only hurting like one person. Like you hurt most of all, you're hurting yourself. Because you don't really, you know your origin or your existence, you know what I mean? So you really hurting
mm-hmm.
yourself. And number two, you hurting somebody that care about you, and then you don't know the pain that you're putting on them because now they putting pain on somebody else, you know what I mean? And it just go on and on and on and on. And that's why I find that this the cheating thing and this relationship thing is a big topic that, you know, that I run with. You know what I mean? Because it's never gonna be a perfect world, you know, put it like that. And cheating is gonna go on until, you know, somebody put the lights out on this little planet. You know what I mean? But it made good conversation.
And hidden agendas,
you know what I mean?
And everything.
Yeah,
it definitely
makes good conversation. And, you know,
but
just
now,
like somebody
but not only that, it makes people come forward with my reality. I'm brave enough to talk about it. You know why? Because of the things I've been through. And I've been through, I'm not saying that it was light. No, I've been through worse situations than this. But this
right.
being conned and cheated on and someone's playing with your life, because when they sleeping with people, guess what? They bringing it back to you. They're a murderer if they give you something you can't get rid of and it kills you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't play with your life. And also, he was being violent as well. So not only are you a cheater, a user, abuser, but, you know, like, he was just too much of everything. I just want to be a, I don't, listen, women need, like me, need to speak up. That way women
right.
can know and be inspired. Your show, and hopefully anybody that's listening or your listeners could be inspired to get out. It's never too late. And you could recover the right way. I speak to a psychologist about this. So then that way I'm seeking the proper help. I don't pop pills. I don't need a psychiatrist. I just need someone to talk to about this problem that I was going through and my role of recovery, because it was that traumatic. That way I get my mind right, you know, and everything else gets right with me, along with everything that my journey in life, what I'm heading and trying to approach, you know, that it could, you know what I mean, like, I could go to a new relationship with an open mind, a clear heart, not with anger, resentment, and trying to lash out on an innocent man for some foolish dudes that I dealt with in my past. So I seek help. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody that's been victimized, don't stay quiet. Get out. If you're talking about it, that means there's a problem. Do something about it. Don't just talk about it. You understand? Like, if I could do it, you could do it. That's, I want to be an inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like, your platform.
You are, you are.
Like, this right now should inspire any woman that's going through any abuse, physical, mental, emotional, psychological abuse. Get out. And then if you still feel trauma and talking about it and get a little, you know, if you need a little psychologist, someone to talk to, that's like a best friend that would never talk to none of your other friends. So, like, you sometimes you can't tell everything to all your family members and friends and family. You know what I'm saying? This psychologist person takes everything you say to the grave. You know what I mean? And you can pour out and lash out and get your mind right. Get it together. Get it together so then you could be back to you again.
Buna, somebody hit me on the inbox and told me to ask you, a female. She asked me to ask you, what do you do in a situation where if you got a baby by somebody that's just like that, that's treating you like that?
All right. Okay.
Like,
now,
your
child
by
was
the
there.
Guy who did all this to you.
My son's in the household watching this fool go like ape shit in my own home. And I'm like, listen, I was single for 7 years. You the first man my son ever seen in my life. I've been single for 7 years straight. So I'm not like, you need to cut this out. So something happened, I would sit down and talk to my son because he's a man. I don't want him thinking this is normal to do with a female. So we always have that one-on-one. I always build him up. Like, we do date night. Like, I show him how to treat a lady, open doors, you know, be thoughtful. Don't be yelling and screaming at him, all that. What you learn, erase it out your mind. So they sponges. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you do have an individual like that, that's toxic to your child. So I would say get a restraining order. Take the dude to court, make him, you know, say that you want full parental rights, you know what I'm saying, get full parental rights, and then if he wants any type of a right as a parent or visitation, let it be supervised for a while, you know what I'm saying, make sure it's supervised visits for visitation while you're fighting for full parental rights, and make sure you have documents, so when this man starts doing all the stuff that you know he's been doing and you know he's going to do it again, stop being quiet, because if that man appreciated his freedom, he would have never not mistreated you. So, obviously, he don't care about his freedom. So, why should you give two fucks, three shits about him? He don't care about you or his child, because he's bringing that abuse and toxicity around you and your baby and your kids. Or they could be young, or, oh, it doesn't matter. They don't need to see none of that. If a man don't know how to be a man and don't know how to treat his woman right properly and respect his children, like, wow, how you going to do all this stuff in front of, you know, your kids and not say moms? Are you crazy? You're being traumatic right now. Like, you're traumatizing them. So get everything on paper. Make a police report. You take that to the courts. I want full parental rights. And he did all of this. Like, they put up, you know, call ACS workers, ask them for help. Listen, I'm claiming for parental rights. This guy, he was being abusive. I made a report because the NYPD or out here or wherever your county is at, they will contact ACS when there's a child in the subject that is an abusive matter. So it's better that you approach them before they approach you. You know what I'm saying? And say, look, I removed him out of my life. I'm trying to fight for full custody because he's doing this in front of my kid. My kid don't need to see this and get full parental rights. And if he wants visitation, it'll be supervised. He messed up supervised visits, then you ain't even got to deal with homeboy no more. It's a done deal. You cut the cord right there. But just stop being quiet. A lot of women is silent. We talk a lot. Women talk a lot, but we need to start talking when we need to talk to make a change. And this is the type of change you need to be changing in life. This is not something that you go to sleep and forget about. No, because day in and day out, you're going to keep dealing with the same problem, and your kids are there watching you. So You got to be your own advocate. If you ever want your own child to be an advocate for himself and fight for his own rights, you got to fight for your rights, for your child's rights, too. You got to start at home, you know? You can't be quiet no more. You can't be quiet. Like, in life, you got to talk up. You got to speak. Speak now, you know, because if you forever hold your peace, God forbid this man puts you 12 feet under in the grave. God forbid. And your child witnessed that. That is traumatic experience that a child will never forget, erase, and that could turn him into a terror. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
She inboxed me. She said to tell you thank you. You answered all her questions.
You're welcome.
Good. That's what it's about. That's what my show is about. You know what I'm saying? I deal with real shit that's really
mm-hmm.
going on. And people might, you know, some people might, like, listen and say, oh, man, this shit is whack, or, you know what I'm saying? But there's people out here living this shit every day. You know, it's women out here being, not only women, it's men out here being dog. I mean, because women cheating at an all-time high right now, too. So it's not like
mm-hmm.
all about the men, you know what I mean? But I mean, you're a woman,
course.
So you're gonna talk about the men. If I talk about
men
the women.
Too.
You
I got
know what
friends
I mean?
That I know personally that were being abused in their own relationship, and I was helping them get out of their battered relationship, but they had a kid involved, and she was using the kid like a tool. Like, well, if you don't deal with me, you're never gonna see your son again. She used to say that, right? But, yo, she left
yeah.
homeboy permanently blind in one eye. Like, so how you make a man pick his child, seeing him all day, every day, with him, like, either you deal with my beatdowns and let me blind your other eye, too, or not, you're never going to see your kid. So the dude chose his kid over his own, you know, his own, what's the word? Like him, instead of him being overprotective with his own self, but he chose to stay in the household to be part of his kid's life, even though he was being abused. And he's permanently blind, bro. True story. He is permanently blind in one eye. She made him blind. It happens to men. Men get abused as well. You know what I'm saying?
So look.
And she was cheating,
so look,
too. So how you cheat on someone and want to beat on them? Like, that's, I don't know the logic in that. I don't understand.
So look. I've been listening to you do a lot of talking, you know what I mean, and you talk very well.
Thank you.
So the question, it's not really relevant to what I'm saying, but it's just a question that I'm asking. Have you ever cheated on a man?
I won't consider it cheating because the only reason, like, I felt it was with my first. With my first, we was living in the same household, right? So
yeah.
I was stacking my bread. You know what I'm saying? I was about to move out. Why? Because I caught him cheating. You know what I'm saying? So he was seeing people. I was seeing people, but we were still living in the same house, but we wasn't necessarily together. So, like, it wasn't not, like, cheating, but like for me to go like have a good dude, like a dude doing good by me and everything, and just for me to go like being a whole ass today, let me just cheat on him. Nah, never. That's not in my body. That bone doesn't exist in me, because I feel like if you treated me good, I don't need to go nowhere else. And if I'm not happy with you, I'd rather just break up with you and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I've been on my own for a lot of years. So like, ain't nothing for me to, like right now, homeboy, I'm like, look, you doing a whole lot. You shitting on me so bad that you make me want to go fuck with other niggas. But I've got to do that when I get you out.
Right.
Once I bring the next man in the picture, you're going to still be in the way. Coming, harassing,
right,
bothering us, all of this. I can't move on, you know, in life the way I want to move on, in the right way. You know what I'm saying? And I still didn't cheat on him, even though he was doing me dirty and slimy, and I had concrete evidence. And even with that, and I still called him up and was like, look, now mind you, I already saw him buy pussy. I already saw him, he buys pussy. You know, You get, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because you a bum ass nigga in my house, but you a fake baller, and I'm like, well, you, so you spend your stimmy money, you know what I'm like or not the yeah, because he had the $600 one. So you went, as soon as he got the $600 one, he was acting brand new. He thought he hit rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, he hit the lotto. He thought $600 is like $600 million. I don't know what the hell he was doing. But, you know, I caught the proof, all of that. Like, he's tricking on bitches. Bitches that don't get two fucks, three shit. They were like, for like a day, you're a dub, my nigga. Like, they dub them. Dub them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's like, you know, and
you really,
I still gave him his semi pay, and then
really,
he can't say nothing about me because I'm not bitter. If I was an angry ass, I would have been like, rip the check or mailed it back. But I was like, look, you know what? Take your semi money because I already know who you are. This is gonna be gone in 2 days, and sure enough, he blew it in 2 days. He blew $1,400 in 2 or 3 days.
Hold on, hold on 1 second, all right?
Yeah, but it's real, man.
Wow, this really your topic right here, but hold on, we got somebody on the line. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
7809, you on the line?
Hello, Jay.
7809.
Jay.
Yeah, they calling you. But they calling Dre or Jay?
Jay, I don't know. It's Jay Sean. Who is somebody pranking? Who this on the line?
No, Jay, this is Pebbles.
Who?
Pebbles from Patterson.
Pebbles?
From Patterson, yeah, Jay. Don't act like you don't know me.
That sounds like a grown man. We're keeping it real on this show, man. Not on my watch.
Jay,
I'm
going to
call it out.
I was just joking. Hey, Jay, this is
Fars,
man.
What's up, homie?
What's going on?
You're a prankster.
I know. Jay knows I like to joke around a lot. That's my man. Hey, Jay, yeah. Fars. How you doing?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Okay. I'm doing great, man. I was on I'm on Miss Terry's phone, so that's why you got the 7809. You get the 3282.
Okay, all right. So good. How you feeling tonight? You all right? You been listening to the show?
Yeah. The lady's very very informative. I like what she's saying, and you know, she's on point with what she was saying. You know, everything. Hey, sounds good. You come across nice and clear too on this end, Jay.
Is she very, do she sound very scorned, or she sound very, like, knowledgeable of what she want to do right now? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, Miss Terry just said she sounds very knowledgeable, and I agree with Miss Terry. And from my own experiences, you know, she sounds very knowledgeable. She knows what she's talking about. And she's learned a lot of things through her chapters in life. So, yeah, I commend her,
you
know. Yeah, she's.
Thank you.
See what we used to say, Jay, back in the day. Smart cookie there.
Thank you.
Yeah, smart. No problem.
But look, when you've been, when
you know,
been cheating on a lot, she might be out for revenge right now. She might be out for revenge now, right?
No, well, never. I'm a child of God. Like I said, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I don't. Listen, you. You can't beat the enemy being an enemy. You got to pray for them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I pray for all my enemies. I don't got no time to stoop down to that level because it's not going to get me nowhere. And I'm not going to get there fast. You know what I'm saying? So I have no reason to hold, you know, aggression or resentment towards a new man that comes in my life. Like, I'm not going to go put that man through a suffering. You know, because I'm on my way to healing. Like, yeah, it's been a month, but, you know, with time, you know, I'll be better. But even with this time, even though I might be vulnerable, but I'm not vulnerable to the point where I don't have no common sense and I don't know what's my direction in life. I know where I'm heading and I know where I'm going, and I trust
right.
God's ride.
Right. So
the young lady that's with you, Miss Terry, ask her, do she think that it's true that all men cheat? Are all men are dogs?
No, I don't feel like all of them, but it's too many that do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too many. Because
I would never say all. I would never say all, you know, just like the way she was talking. I mean, you know, like you sound fierce, girl, you know? I just want to let you know that. You sound fierce. You know, you sound like you sound. I mean, you damn near 40, so it sounds like your experience is showing. And I hope you keep on passing this, you know, like passing your knowledge out, because there's a lot of women out there that need to hear this, you know?
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Yeah. Like this platform that he has right here, it could be used for a lot of things. But, like, you know, the way you could recognize it, but what about, like, a person that doesn't see it and doesn't, you know the way the ins and out, and hopefully they were like, wow, like her story sounds so like mine, and but okay. She made it out of it, and you know, and like I said, we all have our trials and tribulations, and I'm not gonna sit here and be ashamed what I went through. I'm gonna talk about it because I could be an inspiration to a woman that's going through something that could save her life.
That's
save
right.
her life of grief or death, you know? So
right.
Like, and then she has children, the kids don't got to go through it. So the kids don't
exactly.
got to be traumatized, the woman, and they can all get out. If I could get out, you
that's,
could get out. I'm not a millionaire, but I made it out of that bad situation. You know, you just got
to
keep praying to
that's
God.
That's what the young lady texted me. That's what the other young lady texted me and said. She said that, what about if you got a son by the person? So I guess she had a son by the person who was doing all this. So, you know, sometimes it's a little bit more deeper. Well, not really, because whether it's a son or a stepson or whatever, it's still a child in the house. And and I'm gonna tell you a real story about just about me.
Okay.
My mother passed away last year at 88, and my father died like in 2010. He was in his 80s too, but In a lot of relationships I've been in, I tend to have a jealous streak or argumental thing, because when I was growing up, I seen my mother and father arguing a lot. So a lot of things with your children see, like they grow up with that in them. You know what I mean? Like all I heard my father doing in my life was accusing my mother, you know, of different things. Like, that's all I remember. Like when I remember him and her talking, I remember him accusing my mom of different things. So I grew up in my mind accusing women of things. So that's why I understood when the caller asks you, what should she do? If she had a son by somebody who was being abusive, whether it was physically or mentally or, you know, whatever, because the children, you grow up, and I'm sure a lot of people understand what I'm saying, you grow up with that inside of you, what you watch your parents do. You know, it grows up in you. If you've seen a lot of love, then you're going to have a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you've seen a lot of hate, you're going to have a lot of hate. You know, whatever you've seen,
Not in all cases, though. You got to get some people.
Not in all cases.
Because somebody could see their mother being abused and be like, you know what? I never want to be like my father or like my mother because, you know, da 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 da. But then you have the ones that sit there and be like, well, my dad and my mom was like that, so I'm going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're a product of their environment.
Well, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, I did a show when I asked the men, why do they cheat? I did a show where I asked the women what was the number one reason why they cheat, and they said it was revenge and financial. And then I did a show when I asked over 50 to 75 men, why do they cheat? And they said, because they can, and because it's something their woman wasn't doing at home. So my question to you is it something that you think you might have not been doing at home that made your man cheat on you? I'm talking about sexually. Or do you think that was a possibility that might have been the reason, or are you not sure?
Well, for me, I told you with him, he's a con artist, so he just wanted a sugar mama. So it don't, like I said, you could jump. I got different color wigs. I'm not staying in a bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like to role play. I do dress up. I you know, I could be plain Jane. I'm all that, you know? So it's like he didn't have a reason to look elsewhere because I could be any girl that you want, you know what I'm saying? At any given time, and I feel like it because I like to switch up my look. You know what I'm saying? But but that doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't. Yeah, but that's not what he was looking for. He wasn't looking for a mate that he wanted to be with. He was looking for a sugar mama. He was looking for someone that could take care of him he could just sit back and not do nothing.
Let's get back to them different wigs in the role play.
So you were saying
that it's no way possible that that was the reason that he would be sexually because you would throw on different wigs and you would do role play and you was doing what you had to do sexually.
Exactly.
So you would throw on a different wig.
You would throw on a different wig and
be whatever he wanted you to be if that was the reason.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason. He just didn't want to do his part. He didn't want to be 50-50. Uh-huh. So when a woman knows, like, I don't want to keep a man with sex, and I don't want to keep a man because I'm financially taking care of him. I want to keep a man because he wants to keep me as well and wants to be 50-50 with me. Then that's my mate. But you're using me or, like, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to, like, I'm over here like, wait a minute, I have so much to offer. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing everything. I cook, I clean, I make money. I'm doing multiple things in my life, you know, with health conditions and all. You know what I'm saying? And he's young and vibrant with no health conditions, and you're not doing nothing at all. That's not fair. That's not fair at all. So it's like if you did love
let me tell you something.
Why would you want to leave
something.
The world on my shoulders so I could take care of it
something.
And you just sit back and not do nothing? So when I was trying to compromise him and talk to him about it, he wasn't trying to compromise at all.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're the type of woman that could role play and throw on a different wig and be a nurse one night and a stripper the next night and a librarian the next night, you got half the battle won. You know what I mean? And because there's a lot of men out there who
it's not just that though. I know, but besides that, I'm already a woman that I know my place in life. That's something that I like to do. That's not what I want to do to satisfy a man.
But
I have other things that I offer. I'm faithful. I got other things.
No, I was telling you what the men at the survey I did, that the number one reason the men said that they cheat is because it's something that they could get somewhere else that they could get at home. I hear you what you're saying. Like you got your own money, and you cook and you clean and you got your own apartment and you do everything. I hear all that.
Yeah, my own car.
But you're not hearing.
You're
not hearing what I'm saying though. I'm saying that I asked 75 men, and they all said that the number one reason that they cheat is because it's something that the woman is doing outside that they woman is not doing in the bedroom. So from me listening to hear everything you're saying. I hear everything
you're
saying.
That's a majority, but 75%, tell you the truth.
Hey, hello,
now,
can I come
that,
in on that, that for a minute?
Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? Like, I'm listening to you, but I'm going to tell you something. Those men that are talking about that's the reason, I wonder why maybe their woman stopped doing things for them that they liked. You know, because, you know, I was married for 11 years, so I really don't want to get all into my business. But, I mean, you know, it gets to a point, if a man ain't doing what he's supposed to do, why? I mean, you know, why as women are we supposed to continue doing what we were doing? Because, you know, everything always starts off good because the man knows what he's getting, right? So if you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, you still want me sucking your dick and all this shit? No.
And you want me to be
like
a porn star, but you can't even
you
pay bills. Like, what? Like, that don't go together. Peanut butter don't go good with like, you know, with fucking what, with some chitlins. Like, that shit don't make no sense. So, like, why are you trying to sit here? You want me to do the ice to pay, you know, one hand on the ice, my leg up, sucking your dick at the same time with a wig on, full makeup with butterfly motherfucking eyelashes, with a motherfucking duck coming out my ass that way. You know, you want me to do all this shit with cartwheels, you know. You want me to, but you can't even pay bills? Like, what? Like, you
help,
not worth it. You know what I mean?
Help,
me
help,
have
me some of them men. I wish I could talk to some of those men. Talk about that. That's why.
Help,
really?
Help me out.
Really?
Help
and that's
out,
the
help
nice.
Me
like,
out.
I was trying to say.
You got this.
Wait, hold on. The ones that said 75% of the time is because they don't get what they're getting at home. Half of that 75 is telling the truth. The 35, you know, like 35 of them is probably telling the truth. The rest, they lying. The other 40, they probably not working. They're not doing what they do. The woman wants something out of them that they're not providing. So they trying to find a come up elsewhere that they cheating because they trying to find a sugar mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these females, I've done with guys that they said it, they only getting sex one time a month. I'll be stressed out. I can't be with you and be fucking once a month. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to be all by the man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you.
And hell no.
If I'm a woman, I'll be pissed off. It's true what they say. Don't piss off a Puerto Rican lady. Don't piss off. I'm telling you, don't piss off.
I'm not even pissed off, but it's a fact, though. What I'm saying is true. Like, half of the men that sat there and did your survey, half of them is saying the truth. The half is probably getting sex one time a month, and that's probably why they go elsewhere. The other half are probably, like, got nowhere to go, looking for somewhere to go, because the woman they whip is tired of their bum ass. So it's time that they got to relocate, and that's why they cheating, trying to find a girl, because the one they whip is done fucking with him, because she's sick of him. So she don't put him out right away, because he don't got nowhere to go.
And let me tell you something. Beulah, she's been in my movies before. She is a beautiful Hispanic woman. I wish I could describe her to you, but she is very fine.
Because, you know, we got black, and you know, like Africans came to my land as well. So I got, like, full lips. I had some, you know, I got nice hips. Not to toot my own horn, but I am, for my land.
I'm
Caribbean. I'm a Caribbean princess. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm mixed up. Like, I'm not just one race. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ask me where I'm from. I'm from America. But my background, you know, it can get technical.
If you want to see it, all you got to do is go on my in my movie. It's on YouTube, Chatline by Randy J. Sean Jackson, and you will see her. Or you can see her in another one of my movies, 16 Bars.
You can see her on YouTube.
But you
got
to finish.
Jay Show Jay.
Which when everything with the COVID, like, we got to finish it.
I know. What's that? Which one?
The 16 bars. We got to finish it.
Oh, yeah, 16
bars. We
got to
finish the
16
bars. Like, once
but look.
I got my
look,
vaccine,
got
so you already know that. So I'm good to go.
Oh, hell, that's a whole nother show. But look, while you on the line, Beulah, tell people about your YouTube show, about your YouTube show, where they can find you and where they can listen to it at.
Are you talking about me, Bella?
Yeah, Bella.
Yeah, because you call me Beulah.
So
then,
I don't know. I'm reading it. It's B-U.
I don't know. I'm like, there's
B-U.
Another lady
it's
on here. Because I know there's a Miss Terry and there's
because it's B-U. It's B-U-E. So a black person going to say B-U if it's B-U. But, you know, a Hispanic person, maybe I'll say Bell. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, they say,
but in Spanish,
they actually pronounce it Bella. And then in English,
Bella.
Like English folks. Yeah, in Spanish, you know, you want to say it in Spanish, it's Bella, and if you want to say it in
Bella.
English, it's just regular Bella. Yeah, so it's
Bella,
Essence of Life. Yeah, it's, I have a YouTube channel. I just started it. This is my road to recovery and, you know, what I like to do, what I've been trying to do for years, you know, and I'm starting to make it happen. And I do a little everything. I do cooking, seafood boils, I'm doing ASMR, I do wig reviews, makeup, beauty routines, like organic stuff you could do to your nice, beautiful skin and keep it going. Because a lot of women wear a lot of makeup sometimes, and they think makeup remover is the trick. Sometimes, no, honey child, boo-boo, you got to go in there and get in your pores, because if not, they're going to be staring at you more than you look at them. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get in deep. So I got that as well, you know, and I do a little of everything on there, and I'm about to do a lot more. I'm going to bring a lot more to my channel. I want to bring more people
so
that are building businesses.
What's the channel? What is it? What's the name of the channel?
All right, it's called Bella Essence of Life.
Bella Essence of Life.
Yeah, I feel like, you put Bella and then essence, like space, like you space out Bella, space, essence,
uh-huh.
space of space, and then life, like that. So, you
okay.
know, because I feel like beautiful, beauty, I'm going to get more on the blog. I've been buying, you know, equipment so I can speak to more people and be more of inspiration. And I want to bring more to my channel. People that are trying to build businesses, you know, use my platform to get they promote themselves. You know what I'm saying? I want to do a little of everything.
You know. You need a damn relationship channel. That's what you need. You need a relationship channel. You know what I mean? But anyway, hold on one sec.
I thought I could fix a day for that.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead, Jay.
Farce, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, you know, the ladies, they got a certain way of expressing things when it comes to cheating and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
from a man's point of view, do you think it's anything that a woman can do to keep a man from cheating, or do you think it's all
mm-hmm.
within the man?
I know you did great.
I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, basically, you know, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm in total agreement with the lady. You know what I'm saying? She. You got a cherry bomb over there, boy. She ain't no joke, man. I mean, she knows what she. Hey Jay, you found even though she has her own program. I think instead of West Coast, she done found West Coast with this young lady because she's very impactful. She's knowledgeable and. As far as us men, man, like I said, you know, certain things we can't deny that we fall short on, you know. But
But
basically, I'm in total agreement with her. You know what I'm saying, in terms of her outlook And like I said, she's turned that chapter in her life where she's learned from her mistakes, you know, and she's gotten stronger from it because, like she said, a lot of women falter. Like they said, they might turn to drugs. They might do some crazy stuff in life, or they're just not the same after a while. And look, we got to take responsibility. I mean, a lot of times men are at fault for what I know, like I told you, Jane, confidence, you know. I had to look back in my life, being a man of a certain age now, and I had to apologize to some of my girlfriends in the past because I know I dogged them out, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and you got to do that. It's called atonement for what you do in life because I noticed that my dear sister over there said something about being spiritual. You know, as you get a little older, you do get more spiritual, you know? And I think it's less of a man that can't look back, especially you know where to find some of your old girls at, Jay, and take time out to apologize and say, look, you know, what I did, you was wrong back in there. I want to apologize for it. But, you know, like I said, you know, but, you know, that because, you know, one of my past girlfriends in fact, you were talking about Virginia, Jay, earlier. I was one of my old girlfriends lives in Virginia. Every now and then I give her a call. And you'd be surprised when I was talking to her. She was reminiscing over stuff that happened back in 1980, man, that I forgot all about, but it stayed in her mind, you know. And she was recalling a lot of things that I couldn't recall because that's what actually hurt us, and I had to apologize for that, you know. So, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, hey, look, you can't argue with logic and truth, you know. Like I said, I take my hat off to the sister. You need to have her back on more often, man, because she sounds like a relationship expert over there.
Thank you. And let me ask you, since when you apologize every single time, right, did you, well, I know the answer, but I just want the platform to hear it. Now, did you say it because you were trying to get back in good with her, you wanted something out of her, you needed a place to stay, or you just genuinely, sincerely, I know the answer. Like, it sounded like you said it because you felt bad, like you thought about your past, and you was just saying sorry. Like, to me, you sound like you sincerely did it from the bottom of your heart with no, like, you didn't want something out of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, because
you gotta remind
yourself sometimes, like, what you just said, some of these men will use what you say and say sorry to try to get back in good with them because I had that done to me, too. But I'm asking you, so the platform could know, was your sorry a genuine sorry, but you wasn't trying to get back with them, move in with them, or get something out of them? Was it just straight, a straight sorry from the heart, from the bottom of your heart? Like, I know the answer, like I told you.
Yeah, I get what you said. No, I get what you said, and where you going at with this. No, it was a genuine. I'm sorry. Like I said, I was.
I'm sorry. And you didn't want nothing in return.
No, because I had moved on. You know, I always had moments. I wasn't trying to go back
men,
and try to find a place to stay or rest my head. You know.
Exactly, because some of these men abuse the word sorry just to get back in with the females. Like, oh, I'm sorry, so that makes it all better, right? And then, boom, they give them a chance, and they still, and some didn't repent, and they still keep doing the same bad thing over and over, just with the word sorry. So at least you're a real man, finally, in life. Like, I came across a few of them, you know, but one on a platform that got obviously stated, he said sorry, and you're not, you know, and people know you. So your ex-girlfriend, he lying. He told me sorry. He was hitting the peak, you know. And he moved in for like a week or two. And, you know, they will come and snitch on you. You know, they come back to us with the gossip. But at least you're man enough to say that you said sorry. It was nothing more, nothing less. So, you know, and that's what men need to learn is say sorry without expectations and want a girl to be, you know, giving you a chance. Like, you're going to have to show and prove her with time. But it's okay to say sorry, though. Say sorry because you mean it from your heart. You're being decent. You're being sincere. And, you know, like how you are. More men need to be like you. You need to come back to the show, too.
Well, thank you. I've been knowing Jay for a long time. So he knows I always call in. You know what I'm saying? He's been a lifetime friend,
yeah.
You know. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. But you, yeah. Yeah. But that, you, she sincere. Yeah.
She really.
That's good.
Bella, you really been a special guest tonight. But I gotta ask you something. Have you ever dated a black man?
The last man was black.
Oh, the last guy was black?
Unfortunately, he did what he did, but he was a black man. I've been
talking
but black men for 7 years. I haven't dated no Latinos in 7 years. I have not dated no Latinos in 7 years. I've been dating straight, you know, I talked to them for seven. And then I actually gave one a shot after 7 years being single and celibate. I gave one a chance, and then he did all of that to me. But he's a whole month. He's not a whole 100% black guy anyways. But he was mixed. He was Haitian, black, Cuban, and Italian. But he had like 10% Cuban, like 10% Italian, and then Haitian, you know, like a good majority. And then black is his father. But they say you are what your father is. But no, but his mother got the other three other mixes. His mom is Haitian, Cuban, and Italian. But that's all mixed up in there, you know, from like grandparents after grandparents.
I'm sure people going to
But I love my black men.
Okay, then. I'm sure people going to be asking me questions about
you. And that's why I embrace my African side of me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just not, you know, I'm not, why I call myself white chocolate, you know what I'm saying? I'm just light skin one,
chocolate.
You know, that's all.
Okay.
I'm white chocolate.
We better be glad Scorpio wasn't out here.
I think he did. He asked me for your number. He might be on. I don't know if you look at the numbers over there.
He might be on
your list.
Scorpio woman? Might be. I don't know. It's a couple of
What you say about the Scorpio woman?
It's a guy named Scorpio that my friend of mine for years.
Yeah,
because
we all trying to save a chocolate.
Because you was talking about black men, so I knew he would have had something slick to say to you.
Yeah, Jay.
Oh, you would have been mad?
Yeah.
But it's different things, though. I'm actually a red bone, if you want to be technical.
What you say?
I am a red bone.
Hey, Jay, check your call-in list. He might be up there, because he asked me for your number before I came on.
I know. The last four?
7058, Jay. That's his last four.
7058.
But you know what I mean, everybody got different
things. I think he was up here.
You know.
I think, yeah. Hey, look.
Yeah.
He was on here before. I seen the number, but it's gone. But look. Bella, Forrest, Miss Terry, and everybody out there listening, we only got like 2 minutes. Bella's been, you know what
I'm
saying?
Damn,
he
did a whole show real fast. Damn.
Yeah, you stayed way longer than you were supposed to. I really appreciate that from the heart. Forrest, I appreciate you calling in with Miss Terry. But look, because, you know what I'm saying, what we talk about on here, it's topics that need to be talked about. Like, just like the one lady who was asking me to ask you questions. It's probably other people that's listening, but they don't want to ask a question, or they just want to listen. But that's cool too. It's cool too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's part of therapy.
I'm gonna continue.
You know?
I'm gonna continue to talk about relationships and cheating. I'm gonna just like Maury Povich continue to talk about. Are you the father? You know what I mean? I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep bringing the craziest topics that's going to revolve around the same subject. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do.
I've been helping you with this topic, too.
You really have been. I give you credit. I take my hat off. You have been giving me some good topics. So, We only got like 1 minute left, everybody. I want to thank everybody for. I want to thank Bella, Forrest, Ms. Terry.
Thank you for having me on your show.
I want to thank all the listeners, the people that clicked the link, the people that's calling in, that's listening. I'll be back next Friday, the same time, 8 o'clock, with some crazy topics. And I'm definitely,
I want to say thank you, too, for having me on your show. Thank you. Thank you for your listeners. Thank you for your time. Hopefully you bring me back again one day, you know?
I will, especially if you're going to talk about them different wigs you wear every day in that role play.
We're going to get into that role play.
But look, everybody have a good night. No infections, no
good
you.
Night.
Thank you for listening to the Keeping It Real
good
with
night, everybody.
Online
good
night. Radio podcast. Peace.
God bless. Take care.